Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
That's more like it. Yeah. Shout out cock-a-doodle-doo to Chris Russell. Oh, boy. The Roosters celebrate his birthday. I can only imagine he's in New York. So what do you do when you have a big wallet and it's your special day in the Big Apple? What do you mean you don't know? Why are you shrugging your shoulders?
We should ask Mitch.
Let's do that. You know what? Tischler, boy, I need you today, but I know you got bigger and better things to do. Rooster, what is he doing in the Big Apple on his birthday? Give us a breakdown as to what you think a man who has no financial limitations, what do you think he's up to today?
I mean, I know he's a huge New York Mets fan. I bet he rented out Citi Field and is just living out childhood dreams of rounding the bases after hitting home runs.
You know, I'm with you on that. I can see the Rooster sharing himself with the orange and blue. I can see that. All right, that's a good deal. Well, my friend, we have specialized in line of scrimmage data, line of scrimmage affection, the whole nine yards. We don't win them all. Nobody does. Nobody other than the Dolphins has ever done it. But we lost on both ends, O-line, D-line. Last week. First of all, why, in your opinion, and what can we do to fix it?
I think, quite frankly, they weren't aggressive enough on both sides of the ball. I guess starting on defense, you know, they didn't win the line of scrimmage, but they didn't lose it particularly badly. I mean, you look at what Josh Jacobs did, and it was kind of death by a thousand cuts, but he didn't get out in the open field. He wasn't running, you know, 30, 40 yards downfield. His longest run was 10 yards. They did a good job of kind of reining him in there. You'd like to see them do a better job of getting to the quarterback. You know, they are tied for first in the NFL in pressures on quarterbacks, and that's a really great stat, but you got to start converting those into sacks, into sack fumbles, into turnover-worthy plays, into big plays that change down in distance. And, you know, obviously Jordan Love is a really good quarterback. You know, you can go to week one, and Russ Wilson has shown a lot of proclivity to be, you know, to be smart in the pocket with the ball over the course of his career. Now you get Geno Smith, who's a quarterback that A, turns the ball over, and B, doesn't have the greatest pocket awareness in the NFL. And I think there's an opportunity with a quarterback that doesn't quite have the escapability of the first two guys that this team played to get after him and get some sacks and make some big, you know, game-changing type plays.
Plays that our birthday boy has shown he can make in volumes, Frankie Louvu. We seem to be making – I'm just – you know what I was looking for? Sometimes the other team's just better. I mean, we got destroyed in a Super Bowl. It can happen. I get that. But if you were giving away awards, and I gave none away, there was not a K-9 award that was given out last week. Who fought a battle worthy of recognition in your mind?
You might be pushing the envelope here.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
When you go
ask yourself look, that.
I think this Commanders team can compete or should be able to compete with every team in the NFL.
Right.
And so there's nobody that this team will go play that I'll say, man, they were just better. Now, maybe Thursday night you could say, hey, the Packers are just better. But that's a football team that you're going to have to play again. You're probably going to have to beat again if you want to get to where you want to get to this season. And it's not apples to apples. It's not the same, you know, comparison. But last year, week one, this team went down to Tampa and got the doors blown off them. And granted, it was the first game with the new coaching staff, first game with Jaden Daniels. Lots of excuses or reasons why you can say that happened. But that team rebounded, got better through the season, and when they got to face that team in the playoffs, they were able to come out on top and, you know, keep the thing moving on to Detroit last year. I look at this Packers game, and I want to see something similar. It's terrible the way that they played out there. I'm in a loss like that, there are no game balls. There are no participation trophies. The team stunk. The coaching staff wasn't great. The plan wasn't great. The adjustments weren't great, you know, across the board. So there's no one that I want to go out there and give a real, you know, hat tip to or attaboy, because quite frankly, when you lose the way that you did that way with the expectations that this team has, you can't be thinking that way.
Yeah, and you know what? It's rare for them. That's so, I think I was shocked more so than that, because usually they can lose a game. They might be overpowered every once in a while, but they've always brought it. They've always been the ones that they had your DNA in their fingernails. You know, you had welts under your eyes. Your knee was swole. You knew somebody, when you went home, somebody said, man, what the hell happened to you? Yeah, we played the Commanders. You know, you just knew whether you won or lost. That's what hurt me the most, was that they did not show up in any area. Plant top to bottom. The plan you make at halftime, the recovery part, nothing worked.
And here's my thing to that, Doc. There's been a lot of talk about not loving the game plan going in, not loving the adjustments the coach has made, and all that is 100% true. But then you're taking the onus off the players, which you can't do.
Right.
Because quite frankly, even if it's a bad plan,
right,
you go out and just dominate the man in front of you, and it doesn't matter what the heck it's called, because you're going to gain yards, you're going to get stops, you're going to get turnovers, whatever it may do, if you can one-on-one beat the guy in front of you. And quite frankly, almost across the board on Thursday night, that didn't happen. And you have an opportunity this week with the Raiders coming to town. They don't score a ton of points. Their secondary has some big-time question marks. There are some real opportunities for this team to go out and make it a get-right game, make it a we're going to turn the season around, you know, we're going to start, you know, back towards that upward trajectory. And there's every opportunity to do that on Thursday, despite the Raiders having a couple of, you know, real star power over there.
Well, you know, almost I'm not saying everybody, but most people do have a stud or two somewhere. We acted like Parsons wasn't in our own division back in the day. We acted like we didn't know who he was.
The coaching staff coached him. They know him better than anybody.
Well, apparently not, because they didn't talk to our offensive people and give him any suggestions. Do you remember the Philadelphia Eagles game? When them Eagles slapped that wing back on his side and they started tearing his outside leg up with two tackles, two guards. You see Harbaugh going up against the Raiders? He gave you three tackles. Man, I'm just looking at this going, really? That was your plan? Okay, everybody has a bad day. I'm off that now. What's going to be different Sunday?
Well, I think, you know, you can look at the two specific areas, one on offense, one on defense, the Commanders struggled with against the Packers. That was stopping tight ends and stopping Micah Parsons. You look at this Raiders team, and they're rolling out, you know, one of the top three pass rushers in the NFL in Max Crosby. And I'll say it very clearly, Josh Connerly didn't have a great game, but that wasn't all on Josh Connerly, because there were a number of times, and in particular, the play that Dan Quinn pointed out that Jaden hurt his knee on. You had Connerly set to the inside. You had Jeremy McNichols on the outside that was supposed to block him. Connolly sets to the inside. McNichols is a fly on a rhino's rear, you know, trying to chip on Micah Parsons. Micah gets the outside edge and makes his way around. And that looks really bad on Josh Connolly. It makes it look like it was Connolly's fault. And at the end of the day, you know, the young fellow's got to play better. But there's nuance to it all. And I think as you look at Max Crosby coming to town, obviously it hurts not having John Bates out there to help out in the pass blocking scheme. But I do think that they can do a better job of committing resources to the one guy on that Raiders defensive front that can really go out and wreck a game. And, you know, you can look at other guys there who obviously can make plays on that Raiders D-line. But if you stop Max Crosby, you're going to slow down what the Raiders want to do defensively, and they have every opportunity to do that. When the Commanders are on defense on that side of the ball, you obviously look at that tight end group, and Brock Bowers is the big name that pops out.
You can
but
play.
Michael Mayer was the first tight end taken a few years ago.
Yeah,
you know, I think you need to work on getting a little more speed on the field when it comes to, you know, kind of more obvious passing downs. I think we got to work the safeties into the tight end coverage plan and not rely solely on the linebackers. I think that you're going to see, you know, I've grown to trust this coaching staff, the offensive and defensive coordinators, obviously Dan Quinn. I think over the, you know, past 18 months, 16 months since they've been here, they've shown a real proclivity to, you know, figure things out. And I think that you look at the butt kicking that they took on Thursday, and they're going to have new ideas. They're going to have other ideas of how to slow down, you know, how to slow down players who are elite in areas of the Commanders' defensive weaknesses.
Well, I'm with you. I'm optimistic. Anything we need to know about this is about to drop on all ears?
No. That show is Sunday night. After the Sunday night football game, it'll be hopefully we'll all be celebrating a victory there.
Well, you know what? You're flat today, Mitch, and I understand you feel some pain. Now, is it the fact that Mariota's starting? What has put you in this docile tone?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I think a couple of the injuries offensively have me a little concerned. Quite frankly, I think this team should be able to go out with Mariota and still beat the Raiders. I'm excited for the opportunity that it certainly seems like Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey are going to have with Noah Brown out. Obviously, we'll see some Chris Moore there too. But I'd like to see a little bit more of Jalen Lane on offense and see what he can do.
Yeah, me too. Me too. We know we got a lot. I wanted over to ask around. And just ask, find out for me, has anybody not picked up their check? The game check. Let me know that.
You ever miss a game check?
No. I should have. I'm sure there's a couple they wanted to take back. All I'm saying is that if everybody took their check, picked it up on time, then hopefully this week they won't have to put shades on when they go to the bank to deposit it. They can walk in there and not be ashamed. I'm telling you, man. You can lose a game. Anybody can lose a game. But that performance, that effort, that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable because they're too good to be represented that way. That's my point. If I didn't think they could do it, I would never, ever, ever say this. These guys have a squad. I thought right. they realized it. Obviously, they didn't. So hopefully now they'll get the job done. And I look forward to it, man. So next week, because I don't want to be having your voice down like this. What's the guy? He's on here, Burgundy Gold, today. What's the big guy? What's his name?
Linnell Willingham.
Yeah, I heard you on with him one day. I almost threw up. And I was going, but you know, Mitch, I love you, man. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man, no we problem. Linnell's like, he's like your little brother, okay? We have some fun with him. Don't take it personal. He's got thick skin. Well, really, he doesn't. He doesn't, because if I say something stupid and don't retract it, he'll come in here pouting. So we don't want that. Is he doing Burgundy and Gold today? Yeah, he's doing Burgundy and Gold today. So 3 o'clock or whatever, just do me a favor and hit his web. For those of you that don't know, you can hit his, what's that thing he's got? N-E-L-L. I think it's got an underscore in it. B-T-P.
Are you promoting his Twitter handle? How many times does he do that per 15 minutes on his show?
30 times, but he's got no followers.
Oh, I love you. I love when you talk about how many times he does it.
But okay, you tell me. Do you hear anybody in the market that gives out their handle with that frequency and has those numbers?
I'm not a man. I'm not a number.
He's comparer, not listening so. To the people. He's saying it 50 times a show and getting 2 or 3 followers. He's not listening to them. They're trying to tell him something.
Listen. I love Linnell.
No, I love him. I love him to death.
Yeah.
But did you hear him yesterday?
And, you know, it happens.
Okay. We'll see what happens. Appreciate you, dog. Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you.
146 here in the nation's capital. We're beating him up because he's coming up next. So believe me. He all this AARP. Doesn't he realize what an institution AARP? Am I supposed to not be proud of that?
I mean, it's pretty funny, though. It's funny.
What's funny about it?
It's just AARP. I don't know. It's just like old people. I don't know.
What's wrong with old people?
Nothing wrong with old people.
You know what? You better hope you get to be one.
Yeah, nah, you're right.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
And him?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the odds on that happening? I'm just saying. Y'all think it's funny. We are survivors. You can't get to certain ages unless you are just totally blessed. You got the wings behind you because it's rugged.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, if the Giants keep going this the way they're going, you know, maybe
you're not going to. You know, I know you're trying to walk me into something. I'm not going to take that. They impress me. That Dallas thing, because Dak is really good. I'm not kidding. It's not a bit. Cowboys, they got weapons, and you guys had it. You gave it to them, and they took it. But you know what? When you were rolling, I was just planning. I couldn't wait to get here to see you. It hurt me that you lost again. Yeah, it really did. 148 here. Chris Russell, Mr. Birthday Boy. If you have any access to WrestleMania, please reach out. The brother deserves some love. Take a break. We'll come back, and we'll keep it going. Got a treat for you. Brother Galdi is coming out of his crypt coffin and talk some football with us. And, of course, we may have to mention a baseball tip here or there. But anyway, Galdi joining us in the next hour. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.